You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 4 of the KB Mod Podcast. Wow, episode 4 already. I can't even believe that it's been 4 episodes. We've got a good show in store tonight. Yeah.
Shouldn't we just be doing like a montage of clips?
We should do
4. Like
we should be doing a montage of clips. I was actually going to redo that intro, but we're going to leave that as is because I didn't know exactly where I was going with that. But yeah, Dan, I do like that idea. I think after 4 episodes, you're entitled
to celebrate,
release a montage.
Best stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the usual criminals with me this week. The guys who will from here on out be with us on the cast. We've got Dan. How you doing, Dan? You just talked.
Oh, hello.
Hello. We've got Alex. Alex.
I haven't had a sex change. I don't know about Dan, though.
And we've got John, freshly back from QuakeCon. How you doing, John?
Fucking tired.
I thought you said you slept for 12 hours today,
yeah,
though.
I did. I thought I was good until I went to work today, and now I'm just tired.
Now you're tired again? Gotcha.
I'll fucking turn off while we're recording this, and then...
So what have we... We always like to recap what we've been playing this week, if we've been playing anything. I know we all of us... are usually playing something, minus me. I haven't really played this much this week, but what about you, Dan? What have you been playing?
I've been playing that Stanley Parable business, but that was, you know, only about 45 minutes of my life, but...
Yeah. A good 45
very
minutes.
Very cool, yeah, very good 45 minutes. But other than that, actually, lately I've just been playing a lot of Black Ops. I haven't even touched, like, TF2 this week at all.
KB Mod server, rocking the KB Mod.
Yeah, we had some, was that this week?
Oh,
yeah,
that was this week. We had some really good games on there.
Beast games on there. Some game battles, if you will, between the profile.
Are you guys trying to join Optic Gaming or Quantic Leverage?
Yeah.
The FaZe Clan, the fakey FaZe Clan,
yeah.
Whatever, that was what I was going for. They're pretty solid. I like them. Hopefully I'm not, people are like, I love FaZe. I don't, anyway.
I just like the opportunity to explore the exotic coasts of Raleigh. MLG Raleigh.
Oh, man. We're instantly back to trolling.
Oh, man. What was it? Oh, man. Scott.
What?
Current events. We'll go current events. A little off-topic current events this week.
Yeah.
Scott, our podcast with Trout was more far-reaching than we previously thought.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, but the Chavs are tearing London down.
I have.
Tearing London down.
I've been watching I've watched some of the footage, and apparently, from what I get there, the Chavs are unhappy. It seems to be the...
Yeah.
General consensus, but upon hearing our podcast, I heard it really actually started the rioting.
I mean, Korea is already rioting from the StarCraft II Wiener hammock accessory that everyone apparently loves. So, you can't please everybody. You can't please everybody.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to call people out and tell the truth, and sometimes rioting in London happens. What are you going to do? You know? Yeah, I did see that. Well, hopefully Trout's okay and able to. I'm sure he would have no part of that business. I know he was
complaining about the smell of chavs.
He was so nice. So that is interesting. Well, we have a far reach on the KB Mod Podcast. We're able to affect all over the globe.
Politics. A lot of political situations are affected by us. So
yeah,
we could replace
game
the moon.
Yeah,
turn the tides of life.
Well, as we know, game developers already basically base all their decisions on what we want in a game, as we talked about in the previous cast, so it's not a big deal. What about you, Alex? What have you, jumping back into the...
Well,
exactly.
Now that you mentioned that, I have started a Bioshock Let's Play on my channel, privatejoker.com/user/privatejoker.
channel, like, favorite, really helped me out.
Really helped me out. I really helped me out a lot in that series, but I actually bought Mirror's Edge on Origin for $5 and have been running it through Steam, which I say rather smugly. Other than that, that's not a lot. I haven't been gaming too much. I've been I don't know what I've been doing. I don't even know if I'm conscious half the time.
Wow, that's quite an admittance, but I'm glad you did it here. and we got the exclusive. All right, well, I'll go next because I want to do John last. Well, actually, I never want to do John last, but I want to have John go last because it's gonna get into our main topics. But I haven't been playing all that much. We played a little bit, like Dan was saying. We played Black Ops on the KB Mod server. Had some epic game battles, games, quotes. And but other than that, I started my. Here we go. It's my turn to plug. I started my Half-Life 2 Episode 2 playthrough on. So I've been actually playing that and getting footage or whatever, recording that live. And that's much. I don't know. So far, did you guys play the episode? Have you guys already played Episode 2?
I have not played Episode 1 or 2, so I haven't watched your Let's Plays.
Phantom Menace was so bad, I never even watched Episode 2.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. all right. So thanks for the real feedback. I always appreciate it.
Oh man, I'm so helpful to my own podcast mates.
You really are. Yeah, no, so far
so if anyone wants to be on the podcast, we're going to need a fourth member soon.
We are, Alex.
Where's John going?
Oh.
But yeah, so far
I'm really sexually oblivious, Ryan.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to stop trying to say what I'm enjoying.
Okay.
Let's jump. No, I'm kidding. No, so far I was just going to say I'm enjoying Episode 2 a lot more than Episode 1.
Is this your first time playing it?
Yeah, no, I never played the episodic content or whatever. So, yeah, this is my first. It was my first time through Episode 1, and now it's my first time through Episode 2. And Valve knows how to make a fucking game. That's all I'll say. It's very immersive.
Well, so. That was a revelation from you.
Well, you know. I've never been known to fanboy over any Valve title ever. So
it's no, not at all.
For me. So, but getting to John, what have you been? Well, for some people who may not know, where were you this weekend, John? And this leads to what you were
QuakeCon
playing.
Playing Quake.
Nice.
It's nice. I fucking hate flying. I hate traveling, and I like men.
There you go.
Wow. So that was your weekend. So when you said you were playing Quake, pretty much. So we're gonna get into other games too, but you didn't bring a PC, right? So how does that work?
Brandon had a second PC. It was decent enough to. It's good enough to play most games. It had like a Q6600 and a GTX 260 or something. So it runs most stuff perfectly fine. So I wasn't really willing to travel with my computer, but I think next year I will. After experiencing his Team Fortress 2 dropping below 300 frames a second when mine doesn't, I realized that I need that. Yeah, I was depressed. Anything under 300 frames a second is not good enough.
Nice. So no one was playing like The Sims 2 or anything at QuakeCon, right?
There's a couple people rocking that Black Ops on their on their Xbox 360s.
And, really?
Yeah, they didn't have FPS freaks. They didn't use Dunkus' code, so they couldn't really compete. Very high. If they got some Gunner optics and some FPS freaks, they'd probably be in better shape.
They were doing
okay.
Nice.
I mean, the guy was playing, he's like two rows in front of us in the BYOC. His girlfriend was really hot. Like, if I had to, on a scale of like 1 to 10, I would probably give her fat as fuck.
Oh my god.
But that was good. The BYOC event was like mesmerizing, just to see that many gaming computers and stupid kids with consoles in an event called Bring Your Own Computer in one room. There had to be 4,000 people there.
That's insane. Dude, so you had a pipe, though. You had internet, right?
It was beyond internet. It was like 1,000 down and 500 up at one point.
That's insane, dude.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because they didn't have it before this year.
No. I was downloading Portal 2 on Steam. When I first started the download, it was at 38 megs a second, and then we got throttled.
Wow. That's insane, dude. Wow.
He had two Raptors in raid, so that's how I was able to write that fast, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah, that would do it.
Did the guy that brought his Mac have a Gunner optic built in to his screen?
No, that's another good story, too. The guy sitting right next to me was on a MacBook Pro, and he was running NetGraph while he was playing Left 4 Dead 2. It was brand new. It was MacBook Pro 2011. He was playing Left 4 Dead 2 at 13 frames a second.
Nice.
Nice, strong.
That's solid performance, yeah.
Strong.
That's good. Was it Dirk the Devil by any chance? Did it look like that?
Yeah, was it Dirk?
No. Dirk pays $4,000 for PCs with mobile graphics cards in them.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to buy the high-end gaming Mac. It has a mobile chip in it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
But yeah, most of the time there in the BYOC, you just play Quake Live and a couple games of League of Legends.
Did you get to play against any pros, or was it mostly just against?
No. One of the games I joined, Rob was playing. He was the captain of Pandemic's COD 4 team.
Okay, cool.
He sucks.
Does he? It's pretty bad.
It could have been somebody, you know, faking his name or whatever, but he was definitely there because he was on the, he was on one of the teams that played in the Brink finals. We went to like the closing party. They had like free beer, free food, the Quake finals, and then the finals for Brink. And we were going to stay and watch them, but we didn't because LOL Brink.
Yeah, does the Brink finals include into a game? First person to get into a game wins? That's all Brink is a menu system.
The Brink finals works is there's no spectating in first person, only third person.
Oh, God, that's awful.
It was the worst shit ever. We lasted about 6 minutes total. Oh. And we were like, yeah, we're going to go now because this game's not really
fun. The Brink finals were just determined on who drew defense more.
Yeah. Who shoutcasts Brink?
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, who shoutcasts and who's even thinking about playing it competitively?
The guys who are shoutcasting, he's like, well, I've never played this map. And the other guy's like, yeah, I've never played any maps. who shoutcasts Brink? Like, where's the competitive scene for Brink? Blight Gaming, which is like a semi-respectable organization, actually has a Brink team. There can't be more than six teams playing Brink.
Dude, that is
it's true. I mean, there honestly can't.
What was the prize for Brink?
Brink was 4,000 for the winning team.
And a choke point?
Quake Live.
4,000 and a portable choke point, yeah.
Quake Live's championship team won like 15,000 or something.
Were the finals of that really good?
Yeah, they were entertaining as hell. Me and Brandon were kind of like popping boners.
They can finally afford to buy Quake Live now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to ask too. Like big names as far as Quake went, were there was like everyone the who's who of Quake there? Or was it
the big names that were there were Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler was there, I believe. I saw him. I saw Rafa. I saw Sturmy. And Avec from Studious Gaming. So those were the only four names that I really recognized.
Gotcha.
But Cooler was and Rafa weren't playing in the championship. The only two players that I recognized in the championship were Sturmy and Avec, and they're both so fucking good, it's absurd.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wish they'd keep their speedometer in the bottom corner. I don't know if you knew that about Quake, but like you know, on COD 4 you can have like Netgraph or whatever keep track of your stuff. Well, in Quake, there's a thing you can put in the bottom corner called your speedometer that tracks how fast you're moving. And like, I can get my movement up to like the mid 600s. These guys had to be moving up towards 800 with their strafing. It is just gross.
Just flying.
Yeah, it's absurd. Like that's the most fun part of watching competitive Quake is how quick they can move.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I want to get it. This leads us right in. One of our main topics that we wanted to talk about.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
Today is QuakeCon, obviously. So, just getting a recap right now, obviously, from John about that. But also, you and Brandon played some other pretty sweet titles.
Tribes Ascend is the next big PC title. It
really?
Is the next competitive PC title without question.
The free-to-play Tribes Ascend, really?
Yeah, well, the comp scene, yeah.
The competitive scene in that game is going to explode.
I can see that. If it plays... Now, the one worry about that, which we kind of... We'll discuss this maybe more later or more now. It doesn't matter.
Monetization?
How they're going to monetize
that. Don't worry about it.
Make or break it. Really?
Don't worry about it.
No. We talked... Well, we talked to one of the devs, and we got information we probably weren't supposed to get out of him because he's just a contract developer. His contract's up at the end of the summer, and he goes back to finishing school. So right. I think he was kind of like, I think Brandon mentioned how I had like a huge following on YouTube or something, and the guy just started spilling the beans to us.
Nice.
He doesn't give a shit.
Are there going to be Deddy servers? I forget how Tribes 1 worked at all.
Yeah, he said as far as he's aware that there will be. And one of the cool things he mentioned about monetization, like the only way that I think that it might even remotely affect the gameplay is they're going to do like pre-sales for maps. Like they'll release map packs for free, but if you want to get the maps like say 2 weeks earlier, you pay $10. But it's fucking Tribes. The maps are so big that having map knowledge doesn't matter at all. So I don't really see that making much of an impact with like the casual scene or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, from what you and Brandon were saying, you guys were saying it played like Tribes 1, pretty much?
It played exactly like Tribes.
Nice. That's awesome.
I couldn't even remember how to ski. It had been so long, so I just kind of sat in the middle with my jetpack and killed everybody. I don't play objectives.
The fragger.
I finished 36-6. The guy told me that I had the most kills of anybody the entire weekend.
Wow. And I
finished on top of the scoreboard. I shat on all of the devs that were playing in the game I was in, and they were out of t-shirts. But luckily, Brandon left his t-shirt in my bag, so I got a free t-shirt anyway.
Nice. What about what about Rage? That's one I'm real excited for. I know we are too. And it
Rage, it's weird. That's all I can really say. Like it's beautiful. It looks great, but the combat kind of plays like Borderlands. I wouldn't say it's clunky.
I know what you're saying.
It's just kind of like, this isn't as responsive as like a Call of Duty or like anything like that. But it looks great, so it's definitely going to be worth buying just to experience the visuals, I think.
Story sounds good, so hopefully so you couldn't get too into that.
I mean, Carmack's heading the coding on it, so you know it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
you guys went and saw his keynote, right?
I saw, and then we went to the panel with him on it too.
Oh, nice.
And there's never been a human being that's made me feel more insignificant or incompetent than him. He what's so cool about him is like, he's not pompous, so he never tries to dumb down anything he's talking about. He'll talk to you as if you understand what he's saying, and that might make you feel dumb, but that shows his character, whereas he feels everybody's his equal and he doesn't need to talk down to you. So it was really interesting to like listen to him talk about the problems he encountered coding shit, and it was interesting.
He doesn't even have a YouTube channel either to make us feel insignificant like that. That's amazing.
No.
Wow.
It was a good time.
That's cool. So, well, I haven't played Borderlands, but when you say clunky, I don't know if you can go any more detail on that. But like, so does it feel like delayed or like?
No, it just feels like the guns didn't feel right to me.
Okay,
I don't know.
That could
it's also pre-release. So.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's still. I wouldn't even say it was an alpha build. It looked pretty finished to me, but it has a couple of issues with screen tearing that Carmack openly addressed in one of his panels, and he said that he'll have that fixed before it's released.
I love that he can just say that. That's awesome.
Yeah, he can.
I'll fix it.
I don't know how much you know about like PC gaming and stuff since you're kind of a newcomer, Alex, but. The reason you're playing 3D games right now is because of John Carmack.
Yeah, I know. I read, on KBMod.com, actually. I read an article by Dan, and he was telling everyone that he was a big influencer in the FPS genre. And so I looked him up, and he's pretty legit. He's got some qualifiers to be saying what he's saying.
He looks, dude. If Hutch shaved his beard and he took off the glasses, just like Hutch.
Maybe Hutch is masquerading as John Carmack and vice versa.
But, like, but what's so impressive about Carmack, and a lot of people don't realize, is he owns id Software, yet he's not the CEO of the company, and he still codes. Like, he just programs like he's a normal workhorse.
Probably because he loves it.
What he does. That's crazy. he loves his job.
Yeah.
He said, like, you know, he could be making a ton of money. He's an engineer. Like, he's not a programmer. He's an engineer. But that's what he loves to do. He loves, like, he said he's not even a huge gamer anymore. Like, all the gaming he does is with his son, he said, but he just loves the work that has to go into it, like all the troubleshooting and stuff. And it was really cool to see somebody who's so passionate about their work and not even video games as a whole.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool.
Well, super nerdy.
It's to make kind of a maybe weird point, but gaming is kind of an industry where it's kind of cool right now if you're alive during this time and really into gaming, because all the heavyweights are still alive. Like, everyone's still there and can give keynotes at conventions. So if you go to these types of things, you'll get to see the people who make everything you play
right.
and have really revolutionized it. So it's kind of cool like that.
Yeah, Gabe Newell's still kicking. You know?
Amazingly. Sorry, Gabe, I love you, girl.
The funnest part about the event, actually, well, the most humorous anyway, was there was a panel called Community Managers Unleashed, and they had a couple guys from Bethesda, they had a guy from id Software, and then they had the chick who's from Respawn Entertainment, which is Weston Zampella's new company, the guys who got fired from Infinity Ward. And I'm sorry if she ever listens to this podcast, but you're dumb.
Well,
it's like, no, people would ask her a question and she'd be like, well, we haven't really done anything yet. and you haven't done anything yet, so why are you on this panel?
So she really had nothing to add to the
panel. You know who they should have
had? She had nothing to add except a really raspy voice because she lost her voice screaming at medieval times. So she was clearly exceptionally interested in, you know, doing a good job on her panel.
Wow.
They should have had the Blizz community managers. I know they have nothing to do with FPSs, but they are the best. They are. They have the best.
Some of them are quite amusing.
Ghostcrawler is the man.
He had to, like, take a step back because he was tired of shit.
Yeah, I mean, some of the... What's-his-face a few years ago.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of
his name. He was one of the original devs. Yeah, he had to quit because he was, like... The World of Warcraft community had pissed him off to the point where he just had to leave.
Like, he just snapped on the forums the one day. I remember. He was like...
Yeah, he just shit on everybody. But they needed it, though. The WoW community is a... wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Let's get that community really totally angry at us as well. Let's just do that. Nice.
I'm part of it.
I play WoW.
You guys are part of the problem.
I play Felicia Day.
Felicia, please retweet the podcast.
By the way.
Yeah, Felicia.
And I also got to see Skyrim.
That's what I was about to ask you. Yeah.
Although it was on console, which was very disappointing.
Put that to the side.
We'll put the being on console level to the side. And I was so impressed with how immersive it was and how many spells and like all of that shit. Like it's really, really gonna be good. As long as they have a decent story like they did with Oblivion, the scale of the combat was just impressive.
Did you fight any dragons in the
unintentionally he pulled a dragon early on in the thing, so he had to run from it and hide. But at the end, he did a dragon fight right at the end of the demo, and nice. it was pretty epic.
How big were the Dargons? Would you say, on the scale of Dargons, how big were they?
Onyxia 1.0.
Ooh, that's a big fucking Dargon right there. Damn.
Yeah. it was impressive, and there's like shouts now instead of spells. Like he used this one shout where. It was all sunny and beautiful out, and then he used his shout as the dragon was coming out to attack him, and it just made a huge storm. Entire world started storming. There's lightning flashing everywhere and striking the dragon. It was like pretty legit.
Real-time weather effects mixed with... Wow. That's awesome.
Mixed with console textures. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's like you're Halle Berry in X-Men. With...
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
I've always wanted to play as Halle Berry in X-Men.
We can never get through a podcast without Alex referencing a superhero movie of some kind. I don't think
Fight Club sucks,
yet.
Alex.
Oh my god.
The best fighting movie of all time is the new Karate Kid.
Will Smith's son was fantastic in
that. He killed it, man. He killed it in that movie.
I'm speechless right now.
If you compare Brad Pitt's performance...
Yeah, you guys think you're just trolling me. I'm pretty sure Dan's a pretty good fan of Fight Club, too.
Oh, yeah. Not enough to not troll you, though. Dan.
No, but the best fighting movie of all time is Ong Bak 2. Starring Tony Jaa.
Crouching Tiger. Fight. Crouching Tiger is pretty epic, too.
Well, see, Ong Bak was like, I'm a fighting movie and that's it. Plot doesn't even work in here. We're just going to have Tony Jaa flip around and be ridiculous. And that's
best
it.
Best fighting movie ever is The Big Green.
What? Isn't that a soccer movie?
Bend it like Beckham is my favorite.
Yeah, bend it like Beckham. Best fighting movie ever? Princess Diaries.
Oh, easily.
Get on my level.
Easily.
Oh man.
Wow. Alright. Well, so that's sweet. Oh, you did kind of touch on the ladies, but I was about to ask, was there, I mean, obviously 99% bros,
what
probably, right?
Dude, there was this little girl in the front row of the BYOC. She couldn't have been any older than 4, and she was up all goddamn night playing TF2 next to her dad.
That's
pretty legit.
I was like,
that's
dude is a boss parent.
That's me,
and I asked him where he came from, and he fucking flew down there with his daughter from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
That dude's a baller.
And she wanted to go. It was her idea. That chick's going to be a boss when she's older.
Yeah.
She's sitting there wailing on her sentry gun as an engineer. She has SteelSeries Siberia V2 headphones on. She has an Alienware laptop.
Damn.
She was killing it.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
It was like 5 a.m. We were going to bed the one night, and she's sitting down there. It was about 5, and she's just sitting there playing TF2 with her dad.
Nice.
It was legit. But other than that, they were all fat as fuck.
All right. Well,
Tribes of Sen had some decent looking booth babes, though.
Mm.
Like, there were none that were like, I would drink your bathwater with a straw hot, but there were a couple that were they're pretty good looking.
Nice.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I have a question. I have more Quaquan questions.
Quaquan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tribes of Sen, do we have a release date on that? Did I miss that somewhere? Or no?
Beta should be starting at the end of this month. They're shooting for release in October. They're shooting for a release in October.
Thank God it's free. I got so many games to buy.
Yeah.
YouTube money.
YouTube money, don't give a shit.
YouTube money, don't care. Yeah.
Yep.
But was that it? I thought you had other questions, Dan.
No, that was it. That was it, pretty much.
I had a few. Well, I was just going to ask you, too. We touched on a couple of different things that you saw, but was there anything else real notable that stuck out at you at QuakeCon or any other stories?
While Brandon and Biznich were waiting in line for some raffle shit that they signed up for that I didn't care about because it was Cooler Master, and I don't really need any upgrades from Cooler Master, so I didn't need to sign up for the thing. I went over to their Alienware booth where they're having a Quake Live free-for-all open sign-up. So I went over there and played a Quake Live free-for-all, and I won that 50-3, which was good. I had like a 35 kill streak. It was nice.
Wow.
Goddamn.
You probably made so many kids vow to never play Quake again.
Well, one dude next to me was talking all kinds of shit, and then like he told the lady that I cheated, and it's like, how did I cheat on? It's not even my computer. And like the mouse sucks. There was no mouse pad, and it was like a Dell mouse. How? I was confused, but it was good. It was good.
Yeah, the first time those overpriced shots on that Alienware.
Wow.
They gave away like an MX-11. Like, this is a good computer. MX-11?
Yes, it is. It's not high end, but it is a good computer. It actually is.
Yeah, for $1,600, I'll be right on buying that.
It's less than $1,000 if you don't go insane with it, but it's the best for the size and the money. It really is. That's like the only one I would recommend, but I wouldn't recommend it unless you have other shit, so you have to be rich anyway. But yeah, I like the MX-11.
I've always been under the impression that the Acer laptops are very good for gaming. That's what I've been telling everyone.
You, the Asus ones they use in the IKEA like family bedrooms, that's where you need to be going for the money. You just jack an IKEA one. If you can make it out of that maze alive without getting asked aside by an IKEA manager, then you've done well for a PC gaming laptop.
Actually, if I were to recommend a brand of laptop to anybody, it's Asus, without question.
Them and Toshiba have the best. The one thing you got to look for in laptops is not even the... Obviously, you want some good parts, but that you can just look for pretty much. That's black and white, if the processor's better and the video card's better. But what you really gotta look for is brand quality. And there is I gotta find this. Might post it on KBMod. There was a reliability graph because laptops fail like no other. So you gotta look for good quality, and I think as of a few years ago is Asus, MSI, and Toshiba, and those are the only brands I would recommend if you're getting a laptop. That's it.
None of that Sony bio bullshit. They look like Macs.
I thought the key for laptops is being able to get it skinned in different colors, like from Dell, if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, blue really makes it faster, I hear.
I thought it would be the leopard print that made it faster.
No, that just makes it sexier. It doesn't make it faster.
Yeah. You have a boner.
Actually, I had my brother was asking him, well, this was like 2 years ago, and he bought an Asus laptop, and I think it's been a rock. It's still pretty good, run games okay. Nothing great,
I have an Asus laptop, like an i7 and a mobile GTX 460 or something. It was only like $800.
Nice.
Yeah, they have good deals too. They're not overpriced at all, and they last. I have a Gateway from 2004.
I used to raid on that.
He did use to raid on that. It still plays WoW. And it can play enemy territory in Counter-Strike. It has half a keyboard left because my son ripped all the keys off. And the hard drive reports... like, most sectors are bad if you do this check, but it's still running. I actually have Crunch Bang Linux on it now because it can't even run Windows XP anymore. It's too fucked up. So I had to replace it. But
Get your money out of that thing, though.
It did. Legit. It was 1,300 bones when I got it.
I got the killing blow on Thaddeus for our first kill on that laptop.
Yep. And we watched our buddy cry over losing digital loot in my house.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. Nice. Well, in our another topic that I want to actually talk about was that we all wanted to talk about was Hard Reset, the game. I don't know. Everyone's like, what are you talking about, Hard Reset? But Dan, you had posted an article on this, and I know since then I've been following it a little bit. I know Alex has read stuff on it too. I don't know, John, if you've seen anything about it, but did you want to, like, for the people that haven't heard about it, Dan, talk about it?
Yeah,
I only play Counter-Strike Source. So
that's true. You have been on that. What do you got, 50 hours this week? I think so.
John, if you haven't heard of this game at all.
I have. I read about it.
But basically, guys, it's going to be a PC exclusive, which is cool in and of itself. Not many people do that, especially with an FPS.
Yep.
They built the engine on... One of the guys is from another big dev team. It's Flying Wild Hog Studios is the name of it, and they're from Sweden, I believe. But I forget. One of the devs, though, was from... Oh, he was on the Painkiller team. Is it Painkiller? Is that the game?
Already? Oh, shit. Sorry.
No. Dude, you just pimped that on our own podcast.
No, I wasn't pimping. That's being sarcastic. Sorry.
I just committed suicide.
You okay?
Now you've just made a judgment on the plug. Let's just move past it.
Yeah, let's move past that. Her face. Go ahead. Sorry. I mean,
let me
I totally derailed him so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I know. You got me so bad there. Oh, my God. Where
you're talking
is
about
it?
Sweden devs. And oh, you're looking for the article.
No, I'm looking, for the article. Okay, so.
No.
Yeah, it was Painkiller. He was on the Painkiller development team. And so he's an old school dude. And basically, they just came out and said that this is going to be single player only, so it's really going to either have to be cheaper or be really good, one of the two. There's no real in between, or it's going to kind of flop. And it's supposed to be more old school, like a Doom. He actually mentions Doom, Quake, and Painkiller as the games it will take off from, which means it's going to be hard, for one thing. And the levels won't be linear. You won't be kind of kept on a path. You'll probably have to find keys and that kind of thing to get through the level. And I think it's a good thing. and maybe this leads right into our next segment, Scott.
Yes, I think it may be. The Rant of the Week segment.
Rant of the Week!
I don't know what we're yelling about! Which you're going to take, Dan, and yes, I think this
start
does.
Off,
this
man.
Does, yeah, go ahead. Take
we'll
it away.
Get you guys' thoughts on this, because I think this has been happening. And one of the things I'm going to rant on, you can't dispute, because it is happening. Games are too easy now. They're too easy. Especially mainstream ones. You can pretty much hop on, one example that I can think of right away is the Battlefield Bad Company 2, and this is obviously the single-player versions of games. This is not the multiplayer we're talking about. Although the multiplayer is a little easier.
You could argue that too, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I hopped on Battlefield Bad Company 2 and played the single-player first because the server browser was so broken, thank you, EA, when it first came.
Shitting on EA yet again. I don't think we've gotten past the podcast without that.
Well, when you do that much stuff wrong,
at least you're not Ubisoft.
That's could be worse, yeah.
We're looking at you, Fuzzy Otter Balls.
At least you could have made a single player, because I was like, oh man, you know, these servers are down, it's going to take them a couple days to fix this browser and get it up and running. I'll play the single player, you know, it'll take a couple, you know, 2-3 days to get through. No, I beat it in one night because it was only like 5.5 hours long. Like, yes, the multiplayer component has to figure in the price of a $60 game. However, 5.5 hours for the single player?
It's weak. It's weak sauce.
It's weak, man. Like,
that's Call of Duty status right there.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. I think Half-Life 2 was the last game I played with the first time through. Not multiple plays, but first time through where I was hitting double-digit hours, I think, in that game to get through the first time. Just from dying and things like that, and not knowing where to go sometimes, Yeah, I think that really was the last time I had a fulfilling experience in a single player FPS.
And I'm wondering, you never played BioShock though.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but me and you were talking about this before the podcast, and you said BioShock on a higher difficulty level would take a while to play through, and would be pretty satisfying as far as the challenge. Now we know, and I know for a fact, even though I haven't played it, that hard difficulty in BioShock is fucking hard. So
real hard.
Yeah.
It adds a survival aspect to a game that's not normally a survival game. Like you never really have to worry on easy or medium, and this is what a lot of games are like this too. You never really have to worry about just making it through with any sort of supplies.
Yeah, I feel like,
but with hard, you have to worry about rationing bullets and supplies and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, any more medium seems like it's easy with more enemies, and that's it.
Yeah,
not harder enemies, just more. Left 4 Dead on hard is pretty hard. If you're playing with the computer AI, I mean, you're not playing, you know, co-op game.
Or if you're playing with randoms who think it's funny as the tank to sit in a corner because that's trolling on the internet.
Sound better about that, Alex. Had that experience recently.
That happened to me very recently, and I'm very mad. Because he beat me out of being the tank by 2 fucking points, and then he used the tank to sit in a corner and type in the chat log, troll-a-lo-lo-lo-lo.
Well...
But
you're pretty upset about it.
Yeah. He definitely succeeded at his task.
Pretty mad.
I just feel that if you're paying $60 for a game, which is frankly a lot for a game anymore, you should get some hours out of it even in the single player campaign. You really should. A lot of people do play it for that, despite what devs might think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Half-Life 2 is good to me. You know, obviously there's not a real multiplayer component that's really awesome.
Half-Life 2 doesn't match, baby.
It's fun, but it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a game since then for me that's been in the least bit satisfying, whether it's time consumed or the challenge.
I think along those lines too, I think there's two reasons for that. I think one of them is because the multiplayer aspect is so big now. Like, a game will not succeed anymore if it really doesn't have multiplayer. Well, very few games do. I mean, it depends on what kind of game it is.
Yeah.
But if it's a game that's going to have a strong multiplayer component, and it doesn't have and it doesn't succeed, and it's going to not try to succeed just on the single player, and it's, you know, they don't put enough time into it, that game's going to fail. It's not going to sell well. It's going to get bad reviews. So I think definitely in the Battlefield side of it, like, I could see how they'd be like, all right, well, as an afterthought, we had to throw in a campaign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'd be just very easy. And then on the Call of Duty side, like, okay, cool. Yeah, like, the Call of Duty campaigns are fucking crazy, but they're not hard. It's just like you're playing, you know, you shoot a few dudes, you're on a track. That's it. And it's very simple.
The story's not as compelling as, like, Half-Life 2, you're on a track, essentially. I mean,
you don't
feel like you are. Call of Duty, like, you're immediately being pushed towards the next area.
Yep.
It's not, and you know, it's not always bad.
Had the Mile High Club. That was like the only hard level in Call of Duty.
I don't know. I thought COD 4's campaign
wasn't even a level,
as
it was
a whole,
bonus.
Yeah.
I thought COD 4's campaign as a whole was quite good.
But here's the thing, though. Like, you say, like, if a game doesn't put a lot of effort, you say, like, people play
games
for the single player now. But wouldn't you feel better if they just scrap the single player in Call of Duty and spend their entire efforts on the multiplayer?
You're 100% right. What they
it
should
matters
do
on,
but I,
on the
it,
franchise.
It comes down to what I said earlier. If I'm paying $60 for a game, I think you should have both that are pretty impressive.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like $60 is a lot for a game. Maybe
if you're
going to
do multiplayer only, make it 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can justify.
Or just release it for free, like Enemy Territory.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I'm not doubting the talent of devs, but I just don't think you can do both well in 1 year like Call of Duty does. You can't do it, like, one after another. Because even though they say Infinity Ward is making this one and Treyarch is making this one, it always comes out that they help each other along the way. Like, Treyarch isn't just, like, twiddling their, you know, like, working solely on Black Ops 2 years before. They're working on Modern Warfare 2 as well.
But, like, if, like, when I saw those, you know, videos come out when all the Modern Warfare 3, like, leaks were happening and all that stuff, like, there were a lot of videos on, like, We don't approve these videos necessarily. They're just rumor. But a lot of people just being like, is Ghost alive? Is he dead? Like, this is how much I don't care. I just don't care with Call of Duty. Like, no, yeah, like, whereas with Half-Life, I want to know what the fuck happened to Gordon Freeman. I want Half-Life 3 right now. So you know what happened to Gordon Freeman or what he's going to do next. I don't give a shit about any character. COD 4's, like I said, COD 4's single-player campaign was good. It was fun to play. Did I care about any of the characters I was switching through throughout? No, not really. And that really should be what drives the single-player in a game. So Hard Reset's got a chance to do that right. Will it work? We won't know.
And Rage as well, I think, is another title.
Yeah, Rage is another one.
Right.
Another thing that I read about Hard Reset, which is a nice thing to hear, is apparently because of the new engine that they've built, they have the ability to spawn enemies in mobs, but they all have their own tactics and their own goal set in mind to attack you. Really cool, because they have their own AI, basically. So some of them will run straight at you, or a group of them will get together and run straight at you. Some of them will pick up a pipe or something and run in a different direction and try and flank you, which is really awesome, because, you know, in like Left 4 Dead 2, it's basically they're on, like, a perpendicular path to you, and they just run towards you. But in this game, it looks like you may actually have to, you know, fight for your life, like, get out of corners, you know, from different enemies, that kind of stuff, which seems really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think this game is going to have no middle ground whenever it hits. I think it's either going to...
suck giant nads.
It's either going to be terrible.
Or be the next Counter-Strike.
Oh, God, please let it be. Let it be. As John
Lennon. I think Rage has a real chance, though, to bring id back from... Not that id's dead, but they haven't really had a...
Back to relevance, I think.
They've been working on Rage for 6 years. I find it hard to believe that it's going to suck.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many aspects of it that sound cool. I don't know if people have heard this, but you'll be racing cars and stuff.
John Goodman's in it.
John Goodman's in it.
There you go. That's
voice
enough.
At least. That's enough, maybe.
But you'll be racing cars to try to, you know, get more rewards and get status in it. And
I heard that, and I was like, that sounds fucking sketchy. Like, the first time.
It does. But
then all the articles I've read of the played it said it was really satisfying. So,
like, done pretty well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that was it, you know. That was the rant.
Sweet. Yeah, it was good. Well, I think we all agree.
We must move on because you guys.
Yes, we must. So we're going to move on to the ever-popular Twitter question segment.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
And you guys always hammer our feed with a lot of questions, and this week is a really good...
What a sexually ambiguous way to go about talking about Twitter questions.
What, hammering the feed?
Hammering it.
Just hammering the feed.
Dude, anal grandma's up in this bitch right now. That's what's
happening.
And the Irish's recent question was a good one.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Are you bringing him on here?
Oh, boy. We actually talked about that user before the cast.
He was not in my list of questions.
That's a good question.
Is it the celery one?
Yeah.
Because that's the one that's kind of legit, actually. But we were going to avoid that. Although the fisted by Yao Ming image.
Oh, my God.
That's a big fist. He's from Bethel Park, by the way, Dan.
All right, here we go. We'll do it.
All right, so.
Would you rather.
Be our first You Ain't Grizz Baby moment of this podcast.
Yeah. Would you rather play soggy bagel with a group of men whose diets for the last week was only celery, or be fisted by Yao Ming?
Okay, what's a soggy bagel?
Oh, don't.
Can I explain? Can I explain it? Because kids in my high school on the football team, this is legit, used to play this.
No, they didn't. They really.
Yes, they did.
Is this when you onto something in the last one?
Yes.
Okay. I had kids that used to play that and brag about it at lunchtime.
Yes.
That's epic.
You guys grew up in sick fucking high schools. Wow. I didn't know people actually played this. I must have been sheltered.
So, you know, since John brought it up, John, what would you choose?
I'd probably
rather eat the bagel, to be honest with you. Yao Ming's fist is very, very large. And not only would that rip apart your anus, you would probably have some severe internal damage, and you'd die.
He would Mr. Hands you with his hand.
Yeah, it'd be much worse than Mr. Hands, actually. Much, much.
They both are absolutely horrible, but I agree. I could not go with the Yao Ming fisting.
I won't die from the first one. Maybe.
There's a lot of calories in it. I mean, you could have
that is a lot of calories and possibly a lot of STDs. I don't really know. Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wonderful question. Do we have a PC so that gaming just question?
Yes. No, no, we're going to go with this one next. Here we go.
Boy.
This is from Tim JB, and he asks, could you mention me? It would really help me out. So there you go, Tim.
Tim JB. Follow him on Twitter. Tim JB.
It would really help him out.
Good stuff.
And then we have next. This one's going to be a public service question, actually. I think we can all agree on this now knowing about Battlefield 3 a little bit. Should I pre-order Battlefield 3 on Origin now since EA has come out and said it won't be available on Steam? Yes.
Because you get the early beta, otherwise no.
Yeah, you should.
Also, let me just tell you a quick story. There's on Origin.com, I went through this yesterday, no, 2 days ago, because I just ordered it from Origin, the client. Do not do that. If you're going to order it today, go on Origin.com. There's a bundle. You can either get Dead Space 2, Mass Effect 2, or Medal of Honor, Medal of Lawler, for free when you order BF3 from Origin.com, not the client. I ordered it from the client, then I was informed of this bundle, then I sat in an empty live chat with an Origin expert for an hour until Marvin came on.
And Marvin!
Marvin, the EA expert, came on and fixed my problem. He deleted it from my account, and I ended up getting Dead Space 2 for free. So there's my story.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay, so now next. This one is actually for John specifically because he was at QuakeCon. If I can find it.
I want to
read it.
It's
not my strong suit, apparently. Okay. What was the craziest looking setup / rig you guys managed to see at QuakeCon? And that's from Mr. Awesome Pac-Man.
There's a guy who built a rig called the Blue Men of Genius.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that one.
And well, actually, that wasn't my favorite build, but that was the most flashy. Well,
say both, yeah.
The Blue Man of Genius was just like, he had like a huge, a tub. It was like a tub that looked like it was full of ice, and all of his components were in there. Everything but his video card and his CPU. Like his hard drive, power supply, radiator for his water cooling and everything. And then, he had another red, like solid glass case that was red that had his video card, some more water cooling tubing going through there and his power supply. And there was flashy lights everywhere. Like the title of the PC was Blue Man of Genius, and there was like an LED light that flashed on the base of the build that said Blue Men of Genius, and there was
so much work.
Blue men statues all over the thing climbing up the ice wall and stuff. It was pretty legit.
Was there like a, I don't know, was there like a contest at all for that kind of thing?
No,
you just kind of did it.
It's and then me and Brandon both probably agreed the best build we saw was a guy who was running a 980X. It was custom liquid cooled, and it was the cleanest looking build I've ever seen. And he's running like a 580 or something. So it wasn't like an absurd PC, but mm-hmm. it was beautiful to behold how clean it was.
It kind of like my cabling skills and my PC.
Yeah. It was close to that. I mean, he wasn't quite as tight.
By the way, guys, we're going to be Bob, our tech guy, the kind of forgotten guy because he doesn't.
Whoa. Bob's not forgotten. But. Never. Not by me.
He is a master of the troll, though.
He
can troll with the best of them. But
he's like the dude in like the back of the frame at Saving Private Ryan. Like he's doing lots of work, but he's still there. You know what I'm saying?
Like he is figuring out a way, John, to get Brandon's album up as an album on the site, so you guys will be able to see a bunch of these pictures, especially of that rig. They got a lot of those. So
yeah, sweet.
But all right. So
next question.
Okay. Favorite bands. Maybe we can go quickly or if people debate here. Favorite bands. I thought this would be a cool off-topic question. So.
That's a good
wub, wub.
Shut up, dude.
So we'll go with Alex first.
Wub, 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 like Skrillex, wub, 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 wub,
anything, Skrillex, anything that has remix in the title. I'm going to go Black Keys right now. That's just all. But, I mean, all time, though, it might be something like Three Dog Night or Rolling Stones.
Dude, you're an old school bro.
I love classic rock, man, for sure. But Black Keys right now, they got some nice bluesy soul. And they have a new album coming out soon.
Yeah.
Which I'm pumped.
How about, John? What do you listen to?
Modest Mouse.
Nice.
If I had to pick, I'm going to go with two. It'd be Modest Mouse and
you want to say Skrillex so bad?
No, I don't. Modest Mouse and Death Cab. That's
ooh, Death. That's a strong choice.
I will say this: John does like Bass Nectar. That's about as close as he gets, though.
Nice
to dubstep. All right, Scott, we'll go with you, and then we'll.
Oh, there's too many. I like
What are you liking at the moment? Yeah.
What am I liking at the moment? Well, one of my all-time favorite bands that I've seen live a lot. I've seen Coheed and Cambria a ton.
Yes.
One of my prog rock favorite bands, and also John. I was going to say Death Cab for Cutie is one of my favorites, and also on the folksy acoustic side is oh wow, now I'm blanking. fuck, from England, Little Lion Man,
Mumford and Sons.
Thank you. Sons. Oh, God, Jesus. Yes, Mumford and Sons. Yeah, I can't remember the name. One of my favorites. No, but I've listened to them a ton as well. Right now, some of my tops.
I'm gonna go with
the Counter Strike.
My favorite Condition Zero soundtrack.
Oh my God.
You just let you put your headphones on. Dominating, dominating, dominating.
Wow.
I go with Smashing Pumpkins are probably right up there still, just because Melancholy is an album I always have in rotation. But Minus the Bear, if you guys have never heard Minus the Bear,
so good,
so fucking good. And then right now, recently, Passion Pit is really good. I actually just got some Deadmau5, Scott. Deadmau5 is fucking sweet.
Ooh, okay, good. I like to hear you say it. I thought you were a hater on that kind of...
No, dude. No,
he loves it.
No, yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. He lent me all of his music that he bought when my last external crashed.
Nice.
The music that he purchased.
Yeah, I purchased it. Fair
and
fair.
Nice. He had a lot of that shit on there, and all I found that I really like so far has been Bass Nectar, but he has gigs upon gigs of that wub wub womp 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 stuff.
That is strong. Yeah, well, I forget. I thought you were trolling me about dubstep, so that's why I was...
I like a lot of...
Drop the bass.
I like a lot of trance, too, which isn't dubstep at all. It's a totally different thing, but... I also like Girl Talk is one of my favorites. Love Girl Talk.
Good stuff. Isn't he from Pittsburgh?
He's from Pittsburgh. Yeah, he actually... Fucking right before Bonnaroo... We saw him at Bonnaroo, but... Right before Bonnaroo, he tweeted... that he was at Teabags, which is a bar we hang out at now and then. And we were like, oh, shit, because it's like a couple miles away. Yeah, he's from the South Hills somewhere. Forget exactly where, but he's in town all the time. I mean, he tours a lot, but all his albums...
Yeah, when he's not getting sued, he's in town.
Yeah, when he's not getting sued, he's in town. So, but, yeah, all right. Well,
nice.
You guys should check out some of these bands if you haven't checked them out.
Minus the Bear, particularly.
Yeah, such a sweet band.
Did Scott
go? Okay, this
one. Oh yeah, Scott went. That's right. Sorry, I just totally tuned you out.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty typical of a conversation with Alex.
I just wait for my time.
Favorite. This one is from Black Light Attack, and the favorite band's one was from Lax Lover 7464, but Black Light Attack is asking, and I'm going to tweak his question a little bit. He's asking, what's your favorite PC game growing up? But I'm going to tweak this to be also, you know, like, because I played a lot of console growing up just because didn't have a ridiculous PC, just didn't have one.
Like a lot of us did.
So we're going to go with that one. So, like, growing up, you know, like, what game was really a favorite of yours? Maybe, you know, high school, middle school, although Alex just graduated high school. But us old guys...
Yeah.
I guess I'll start. I had PlayStation 1, like, right when it came out, and also all my friends had, like, N64. This is when these were, like, the hot systems, so, Final Fantasy VII, man, owned me, like, hundreds of hours on that
game. Wasn't the hottest system out when you were younger, Sidewalk Chalk?
A regular Nintendo was out when I could start playing games, actually. So... yeah, I got yelled at today for posting Metroid because it wasn't PC. Metroid's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
You probably played it on an emulator, though.
Yeah, you can play everything on an emulator. But, GoldenEye, Final Fantasy VII, Mario 64. Those games right there, man, hundreds of hours into them, before I had a PC. So those games were pretty good when I was growing up. What about you guys?
I could go next. I had a weird, I was way behind the times always because my parents never were big fans of video games when I was growing up. So when I finally got to, we used to have these places called Funko Land.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Remember Funko Land? So the first time I ever went into Funko Land, actually buy a system, the PlayStation 1 had already come out, and, I think the Dreamcast was starting to come out.
Ooh, nice. That lasted about 2 months.
Yeah, remember that? I just remember watching Crazy Taxi demo play and being just fucking stunned at Crazy Taxi. God, that game looked so good for its day. But I got a Sega Genesis really
nice.
Late. That's what I started with when I played.
I used to rock NBA 95 and original NHL hockey.
Exactly. Yep, all those titles. Sonic games. Sonic Pinball, all of it. That's what I started with. And then, but as far as like PlayStation 1 and stuff, and actually even before this, I must say on a 286, I used to play the original Duke Nukem games on a 3.5-inch floppy. So that was my very early
introduction. You had a 3.5-inch floppy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, 286 is baby. That was, you had like 4 discs, I think, to play all the Duke
Nukem
games.
You didn't get it. It's okay.
Oh, funny. Okay. Wow.
He does have a chode, though.
So. Yeah, so, yeah, that's possible. I don't know at that time if it was that long, but... totally derailed me. I was going to say, and also the Crash Bandicoot games on PlayStation.
Yeah, dude.
Played the shit out of those. What about you guys?
Yeah, I never really played much console. I played GoldenEye, but I'm just going to go ahead and say Deus Ex.
Yep, nice.
And that's the greatest game ever, and if you haven't played it, you've never played a real video game, so.
Nice. Now you can get it with textures.
Yeah, you can. They have, like, HD textures and stuff. Dan lied and said I used to be one of the best in the world.
He was the best.
That's an insult, calling me one of them. That's just, like, a hard...
clarified.
Yes.
The competitive scene is really thriving still with that game, isn't it?
You pop on servers.
Dominating Deus Ex.
There's probably just as many people that are worthwhile playing that game as there are still playing Counter-Strike.
I knew that was
cool. I'm pretty confident that most of the people playing Counter-Strike are 13-year-olds on their parents' old Intel Pentium 4 3.4 hyper-threaded PCs, and I'm pretty sure that you are a racial slur and a gay slur, according to them. So,
yeah, that's what they would say.
That's
basically the moral of the story is if you play Counter-Strike, still you're a doucher.
So, Alex, you... young ass bitch.
Bioshock.
Bioshock.
No, it is good.
No. It was. We weren't like very rich. I had to beg my mom to let me buy with my own money a PS3 because it was that big. A PS2 at the time. It was that big a deal. So I was always real late for the games. But when I didn't have one, I remember playing Halo 2 split screens for hours with my friend. Mm-hmm. That was good. And then the most fun I've ever had on online gaming was Battlefield 2. Modern Combat, which is a PS2 game. And I remember it was so different back then because I would be that little squeaker online that was like, hey guys, want to play with me? I love playing the objective. Like, let's go get the flag. Nowadays, if anyone talks in game, shut the fuck up, kid. So, but that was a lot of fun. I remember just learning the glitches in the game was a big deal and I loved it. Anyways, that was my thing.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
So,
That's good.
Deus Ex.
Deus Ex. And if you play Counter-Strike, you're a doucher. So that's the summary of that.
Also, if you do want to try Deus Ex, it's free on... I don't think it's Gamer's Gate, but it's one of those. It's, like, free to play on there. But it's, like, $5 or something on Steam. So if you haven't tried it out, you can do that and get the HD texture pack, and then it'll at least look a little better for you. It is really good.
It's amazing.
All right. Well, real quick, we got about 2 minutes left. Well, actually, this unofficial timer, but a few minutes left. I wanted to hit real quick videos of the week or videos, any videos that we saw this week that we really liked and want to about real quick to talk about. Dan, you want to go first? You had one that you were
going to talk about? Actually, we featured it today.
Yeah.
And, it's another Half-Life 2 mod called Nightmare House 2, and it's a Let's Play of that by It's Ryan 94, and it's a Half-Life 2 mod, like I said. It looks scary as shit. Like, I would probably keep the lights on where my PC was while I was playing this game. That's how scary it looks. It's right up there with your scariest games ever, I think.
Wow. Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Just from watching like the first 4 minutes, I was like, the atmosphere in this is ridiculously creepy. You got your regular, you know, recipe here. You got your insane asylum. You got your crazy guy. You're a crazy guy because you don't know the difference between reality and your nightmares. And you're in an insane asylum, which is all torn apart, blood everywhere, all that kind of stuff. So it looks pretty freaky. And it's a free mod on ModDB, so.
Nice.
I did not watch that. Maybe I should go watch that.
Yeah, I looked up the mod real quick after I saw the video. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah, it looks sweet.
I couldn't hold it anymore. Extreme planking, 1080 boysenberries, Verti slamfish, triple Van Deeks, wiping out hard. Greatest video on the internet right now. Really help you out. Actually, Colin Tumor doesn't need any help, but he would really help me out if you went and watched that and laughed.
That was a strong video. Nice.
That was the strongest video on YouTube.
And I wanted to... This one leads probably the least pimping out of any of the ones I've talked about, but it was too cool to pass up, and I'm sure it's... I think it's been on the front page, so you've probably seen it, but it's called Century Sabotage, TF2 Live Action by Corridor Digital, who's pretty well known now. But live action TF2... video, just so well done, so yep. Cool, especially with the spy as they like the flipping the gun out and all that stuff was so well done. So definitely watch that out.
Episode of Respawn was amazing as well.
Yes, awesome. Yeah, the shooting range Top Gun one. Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and admit I have never watched anything Machinima.
What? Wow, that's quite an admittance. Well, you should definitely, if you're gonna start watching,
all bunch of consoles jerks. That's all it is.
Just watch today's episode of Respawn because it was good.
Extremely strong. I don't think I've ever seen anything better than Sean Anders holding an MP5 with that face at the beginning. It was incredible. So,
but just to close here, Scott. Sorry to steal your thunder if you had a close, but
no, I didn't.
This is kind of an announcement. We got for Brocave, the Brocave we do every Friday. We just have Bob is doing it this week, and then John left, and that's it as far as KB Mod contributors. And after that, we're going to open it up to you guys out there. And we'll be tweeting the email address you'll need to send to for it. And I think we're going to put up a Flickr pool, like a community pool for Brocaves. And basically, you guys will submit some pictures and a small write-up. It doesn't have to be very long at all. You saw like Scott's or Alex's, you know, maybe a couple lines even, your PC specs, and that's it. We're going to be taking your submissions for that, and we'll be posting them up in the weeks after. So
if you want to get trolled for free, submit your pictures to the Brocave at GabeMod.com.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be ridiculous setup.
No.
So just we'll be doing that. Your write-up good, though, and not like in elite speak or everything spelled wrong, because that'll probably just disqualify you right away.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, I think we'll close on that. Thanks again for listening, guys. And we'll be back next week, obviously, with episode 5. One thing I do want to say to clarify, every week, this is posted every week, every Wednesday. I'm getting a lot of questions. Are you guys recording this week? Pending, we will definitely tell you if there's some reason we can't record. But
yeah, that would be the only thing. We would say if it wasn't going to happen.
We would say it, and we have 4 people here, so we want to make sure at least 2 or 3 of us are always here, pretty much. That's one of the reasons we have this group, but we're all dedicated to being here and doing this every week as much as is physically possible. So,
and
just wanted to get it out there.
And with iTunes, if it's not up there yet, just subscribe to iTunes. It will auto-download. iTunes has a problem updating itself.
Also really helps us out.
And it and it helps us out. All right, guys, thanks again for listening, like I said, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Yes.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter @kbmodgaming. We'll see you next week, guys.